746 Whitford Ave. Sweet.
Hey mate, how's your night been? Busy as hell? Guess it's always pretty busy in the city at 12. My friend was meant to get me in a shitty Excel, but the idiot fell asleep cause he was pissy as well. Well, anyway, what time did you start your shift? Do you charge a bit more when you're driving it after 6? I'm just happy for finding a faster lift. I'm off to see my sister, she's finding it hard to live. A while back she was drunk at a mate's event, just having a good time with a bunch of her greatest friends. She later went to leave and was slumped on a stranger, then he must have just raped her. She was flung to the grey cement, and I could see she was covered in grazes when she walked in the door naked. Her stutter's not making sense. She tried to wash off all the blood but her face was drenched. Whoever the fuck did it's a fucking disgrace to men. Aye, but anyway, I know that I'm oversharing. Can I wind the window down to hopefully blow some air in? Thanks mate, this weather is fucking shit. This sweating can suck a dick, oh, though you condone the swearing. Sorry man, my brain's in a strange state. I'm just picturing my sister in pain in that laneway. That laneway where she fainted and stayed laid down till her mates found her and came to her aid. Great, now I'm crying and I'm looking like a grumpy bastard. My heart sunk when they took her to my mum's apartment. At first I mistook her for a drunken harlot. I wanna know who even put her with the cunt to start with. Ah shit, we're getting close to the destination. Sorry for rambling, I bet you're hoping for extra payment. The next left is the exit bro and the rest is straight then. Yeah, this road, go extra slow, I respect your patience. It's hard to spot it cause the area's dim. Wait, there it is on the left, a little scary and grim. But just park up here, this is where she has been. This is the cemetery that we buried her in. Where to begin? Well, she died like a month ago. All those bad memories in her mind's why she hung the rope. And right beside where it was tied lied her fucking phone. I looked through it just to try find some comfort, bro. Just to know any messages she sent, any comments, any notes or efforts from sweet friends. The camera had an incredibly clean lens, so I looked at all the photos and then I just seemed tense. I'd leave when I've told you this. What I'm trying to say is on the night that this guy had raped her and tried to drive away, as he left she got a photo of his license plate. That's why you're gonna die today, motherfucker!